appreciate our fans.
We do appreciate our fans, our hearty boys and girls. So we'll talk about you at UT.
You and BG.
You and 8 of your best friends. And me and 24,000 of my best friends.
23,000.
And one cat who they listed up. They
like
listed
Simba.
Up. It was like Simba or like the scene in Groundhog Day. Fudge the Cat was out there with the university president.
Was that your first time seeing him in person?
Fudge the Cat or Eddie George? I'd seen Eddie. I never seen Fudge
you
the Cat.
You get a photo of Fudge?
My heart was a
You get flutter. A photo of Pudge with Pudge?
So oh. I didn't get a photo with Pudge, but I got a great photo of Pudge being lifted by his vet accompaniment who they have now, lifted above the crowd.
You know what's one of the more tired sports traditions? A lot of people, you know, played off the Lion King and raising of the baby, especially at the Lions game, raising the cub as they're playing the Lion King song.
All this will be yours.
But it's gone on to non-Lion stadiums. I think they even do it at Mud Hens games. And it's also just kind of grown tired. Like everyone, there's like a drunk guy holds up his drunk adult friend and everybody has a good laugh. But maybe that jumped the shark a couple years ago. But still fun. Not complaining.
I think people just like to lift up their kids.
No,
and
for sure.
They just like the Lion King music.
Oh.
Then we'll go out to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Where Luke Fickell, former Buckeye great, is embarrassed by his team. Julian Sayam, he sets a bunch of like personal high marks. Again, they just look like a deforestation machine.
Yeah.
And then what's Michigan doing?
Michigan had a big win over Washington.
But where are they going?
Where are they going this week?
Yeah.
They're playing at Michigan State. It's the NBC rivalry.
Game,
the big rivalry game, yeah.
Nice.
They have a very manageable schedule the next 4 games. Should win them all. Michigan State's just kind of, they're ready to fire their coach. Seems like every school,
wow.
About half the schools in the country are ready to fire their coach. Another another Black Sunday for college football yesterday. Billy Napier loses his job, among others. But yeah, no, I mean, Michigan has a very manageable schedule here. Should operative word, who knows what could happen in college football, but Michigan should be 9-2 going into the Ohio State game with playoff stakes.
I thought the Browns were going to get Mike McDaniel fired. He might be fired while we're recording this show.
Possibly.
Okay. The heart of the rivalry is the Blades college football show that covers the programs of Ohio State, Michigan, Bowling Green, and the University of Toledo. And we are brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, the window replacement experts backed by over 120 years of quality and craftsmanship. From consultation to installation, Renewal by Anderson makes upgrading your home easy, beautiful, and worry-free. We are also brought to you by Dale's Bar and Grill in Maumee. Whether you're looking for a table for the whole family or just a bar stool to watch the game, Dale's has it covered with a full menu of sandwiches, wraps, and salads. Combine that with 21 beers, and Dale's has something for everyone. I know it was you and everyone at the Glass Bowl on Saturday. He's columnist Dave Briggs. I am photographer Phil Kaplan. And you know what I love about a big stadium that's empty?
Yeah.
Is when you hear the calls from the coaches echo off of the bleacher seats. Was it that kind of quiet? Could you hear conversations?
I don't know if it was that kind of quiet. Probably about at least 10,000 people in the stands. You still have the marching band. You still have the booming music. So, but yeah, no, I mean, it did. I wrote in my column, you know, the absence of fans said a lot. So did Toledo's resilience after falling behind 10-0. Look at all the teams we've seen in maybe similar boat, just kind of the wheels completely fall off the wagon. Toledo gets down. They gave up a 75-yard touchdown pass on the first play of the game.
I saw that.
They did not have less life in the stadium. They go 3-0. Kent State goes up 10-0. Toledo goes 3-0 again.
You had to be worried.
You're starting to wonder. Jason Candle would never lose the locker room in the traditional sense. The culture is too strong. Players like playing for him. It's just, it's not that kind of program where you would worry about that. But human nature is human nature. These are 18 to 22-year-old kids. If things start going poorly, you never know what could happen. So I did think all things were on the table. So credit the response. Talking about the crowd, I think it hits on a lot of dynamics in Toledo, including with competing against Ohio State and Michigan. Obviously, you have the lesser opponent in Kent State. Competing against Ohio State, Michigan is difficult. As we've mentioned a lot, obviously, Toledo can kind of feel like a stranger in its own backyard sometimes. I actually just went to Churchill's for lunch, one of my favorite area places, and the big flags at the front of the stores, Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame. There's nothing with Toledo, the hometown team.
Yeah.
And you go into the department stores and it's just Ohio State, Michigan, everything. And obviously it's a source of frustration, and I get it.
Everybody who is a UT fan, and to the same extent a BG fan,
yeah,
is also primarily a sure. Ohio State, Michigan, right. or Notre Dame.
Right. And there's a lot of people who are primarily Toledo fans, but that connection to the university has faded over the years a little bit. I think Brian Blair and his staff have done a great job kind of emphasizing that connection and creatively trying to connect the university to the community and showing, you know, when everybody works together, that's a powerful thing for this community. But all that being said, at the end of the day, you just have to win. I mean, this is a few years ago during Maction when Toledo was rolling off that 11-1 season in the national polls. They had cold November games where it was a really good scene. Way more fans than I felt were at the game on a postcard perfect Saturday afternoon at the Glass Bowl Saturday.
It was nice.
Yeah. So you just have to win. I kind of wrote, can they win the fans back? Yeah, just keep winning. Keep looking good. Give fans a reason to believe. Right now, natural disappointment. I think they kind of sucked the air out of the season with those given the expectations with those two road meltdowns, but I guess this was a small first step in courting back the locals. So good response.
Well, in the opposite end of the spectrum, both on and off the field, I was at the BG game and they welcomed in Central Michigan, who hung it on them basically by the end of the day, a 27-6 defeat. There would be no 21-point comeback in the cards for the Falcons. Like I said, we did see Pudge the Cat, but a ton of penalties, 15 yeah. penalties, bunch of personal fouls, unsportsmanlike conducts. That was tough. Some tipped passes that get run back almost for scores. You know, you're one almost for a score. So that was tough, but the people were there to party, Dave. Yeah. They were dressed in the Halloween spirit, but also just the Falcon spirit. Both big bands in attendance. You know, BG's band is huge, and they were rocking the whole
Central
time.
Had their band there?
They did.
Oh, wow.
They did. They did. Cool. Everybody's there for Eddie and Pudge, and also the football team.
Oh, yeah.
And the breaks just didn't go their way. And you know what, though? And like the opposite of what you're talking about, the fans hung into it for a long time before the stadium really started clearing out. Because, you know, it's a spectacle. Eddie George's team, I think he wants to be more disciplined. Who wouldn't say that after 15 penalties? But the season's already a win. They get Kent State, you know, who Toledo just romped.
Eight and a half point favorites.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some pretty sound players. That game just got away from them, and the penalties were crazy. Now, they also ran in. The classic ill-advised fake punt.
Okay.
You know, that effectively works as a turnover. So there's just a ton of stuff like that.
Yeah, I did see the crowd. There's no denying it. Bowling Green is having a moment. Gives Liberty. They have their biggest crowd in 10 years earlier this season. They sell out the Toledo game, even bigger than the Liberty crowd, and then 23,000 plus against Central Michigan.
All that orange sun splashed. Yeah. Everybody's wearing sunglasses.
I think it was family. 80
degrees down the field.
Great, great scene. Looked awesome. Just watching a little bit of them on TV. But yeah, it was kind of looked a little bit like Toledo last week with their lack of discipline. Toledo 13 penalties in the rivalry game. Toledo, to their credit, really cleaned it up. Only 3 penalties for 15 yards this week. To go back, I thought Toledo really played with discipline and pride and purpose, all that jazz. Bowling Green, I was a little concerned for this game, although I did pick Bowling Green to grind out a win. If I were a Bowling Green fan, I would have been a little concerned by the pep rally they had on Monday. Like, I got the media alert on Monday, and I'm all for just leaning into the moment. I mean,
it's activations.
Right. The momentum is going and just go all in. But I got the media alert, you know, Eddie George and the marching band and the football team. It's is going to be in the middle of campus, just kind of celebrating the big win over Toledo. And, you know, people were getting pictures with Pudge and pictures with Eddie George, and they're handing out food. And it was just kind of a weird thing to have in a game week. Like, I can't fault them for doing it, because, I mean, you got to ride Eddie George. You got to ride Pudge the Cat. And you got to ride. You got to ride these huge wins, and you're connecting with your students in a really cool way, and that counts for a lot. But solely for winning that football game on Monday, I don't know if that was the best strategy. And either way, it would have been human nature to have a letdown after such a huge win. So yeah, maybe that had nothing to do with it. I just thought it was I would be conflicted about that if I were a coach, and everything you say about staying in the moment. But yeah, I don't know what to make. I mean, BG is kind of, if you had told me they were going to be 3-3, I would have said that's likely 3-4. Maybe that's a little more on track. So maybe we're back on the reality train here a little bit. But yeah, I mean, the reality is 50 new players, a staff thrown together in March, and they're playing a backup quarterback. I mean, I don't know how I saw Anderson's numbers, but they are very limited what they can do offensively with a sophomore quarterback who's, you know, kind of thrown in unexpectedly there. He's going to continue to get better. But
I like him. He had some bad breaks, and Lucian Anderson III, with respect to the previous two Lucian Andersons, a little Browns-esque with your, you know, 23 completions for 160 yards or whatever that is. But also Browns-esque bad breaks, just some tough breaks, bounces of the ball, you know, that didn't go your way. But, you know, from a photographer's point of view, he stands in the pocket tall. He throws a pretty pass.
That's all you can ask.
You like that. You like that.
And he winks at the camera after completing a pass, right?
Well, I don't publish those. Those are for the personal scrapbook. So speaking of teams, though, you know, the impenetrable to a letdown, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Are they AI? They just go out and grind out another 34-0 win at Wisconsin, seemingly no. What would you say the mistake is that Ohio State made in that game if you're the coach? You know, what are we working on?
Well, I think saying, what did he have? 16 completions. So, and they did let Wisconsin across the 50-yard line for 9 plays. Wisconsin only had 6 plays or 6 yards on those 9 plays.
Got to clean up some stuff.
Got to clean it up a little bit. Stuff. I think they settled for a first quarter field goal, so it was only 17-0. I never get a prediction right, but this is exactly what I predicted. Ohio State would have its way with Wisconsin, but not pour it on old friend Luke Fickell. Ohio State probably could have won this game 75-80 if it truly wanted to.
I feel like if they were going to win this game 80-0, they'd say, we're going to win this game 80-0. Yeah. And then they'd score 20 points each quarter.
Yeah.
Aren't seemingly unflappable.
Absolutely. That would be baller or boss, as the kids say. Nobody says that.
So they want Luke Fickell gone up in Bachelor.
Did you see he actually got a vote of confidence today from their athletic director, who fans also want fired? Basically saying, like, we're gonna continue to support Luke Fickell, and we just need to invest more money into this program. So basically they're saying all the fans want Luke Fickell fired, but we need you to now donate more money to support the coach and athletic director you all want fired. So I'm not sure how that's gonna work, but
he's had success at other programs.
Oh, he's a good coach. Yeah. He's had success at Ohio State as a coordinator.
Absolutely.
He had great success in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Best football coach they've ever had, at least taking them to the heights of a playoff. That's unbelievable. Final Four, sure.
And is this we're playing our fifth string quarterback situation?
No, I think there's fundamental deficiencies in the program. They don't have the, first of all, he went, his biggest first mistake was hiring Phil Longo as his offensive coordinator when he got there 3 years ago, and they kind of went to the air it out mode, and that's against the kind of the, you know, the cheese-eating, brawny ethos of Wisconsin. We're just going to molly with win the line of scrimmage, and they kind of wanted to spread it out. And there was an argument there that, you know, maybe Wisconsin's always been good, or at least the last 30 years, consistently a top 15, top 20 program. there was a sense that while that style of play, just kind of beating your brains in on the line of scrimmage, was always going to win, maybe it wasn't going to be the thing that can get you over the top, but they completely got away from their identity. They went tried to go back to it this year, and they just don't have the talent. So I think they don't have the right Wisconsin doesn't have the right coach. They don't have the right investment. They don't have the right alignment. They don't have the fan support. Pretty much a, yeah, all-around bad situation right now. And Ohio State was nice to only, only score 34 points. Because even Iowa scored more points against Wisconsin last week. So if that's a point of concern, Iowa scored more points than you against Wisconsin last week. That should be stairs and, every day of the week
for Ohio State. And Penn State loses again. Yeah, God, what a free fall for their fan base.
Penn State, Ohio State still picked for Big Noon today, though.
I'm going. I will be there to watch Penn State restart its program.
Yep.
Okay. And then, you know, all the talent and, you know, I think what a lot of Michigan people think is the right coach, but Michigan takes care of business against Washington. Nice bounce back for them. Yeah.
There was a lot of noise around Sherrod Moore. I mean, especially
early. He wore this jacket.
Well, I mean, just around whether he is the guy for the job.
I know.
The USC manhandling first half looks pretty iffy on Saturday, but to their credit, they get two big interceptions. They shut down Washington and their its dynamic offense. Michigan's missing one of the top running backs in the country and Justice Haynes, so. They got the ground game going even without him. So a lot of things to just to grind out a win against a pretty good team. That was encouraging for Michigan. And again, like I said, very manageable schedule coming up, beginning with the trip to Michigan State on Saturday.
Rivalry. They should. Rivalry. Yeah. You throw Michigan, the records out.
Yeah, not this
one. Maybe not. Blade blue smock.
Okay, nice.
Blue sports shorts. Have a good Blade hat on.
Love it.
I only got reprimanded by BG field officials on three separate occasions.
Really? What were you doing wrong? I mean,
standing in the wrong place, doing the wrong stuff, smoking, you know, smoking.
Drinking.
While you're sitting up in the stands, I'm smoking under them. Okay, this is, you know, the chance for Dave Briggs to flex his prognostication and ball-knowing knowledge, as rather than looking into the mirror of the past, he gazes into the crystal soup of the future, and we look ahead to some football games. What's the most exciting game on the docket? And that's the one you're going to. Ohio State's off. BG gets Kent State, and Toledo gets... Kent State is at BG?
BG's at Kent State, and you're shooting it.
I'm not going to Kent State.
Yeah, you are. Jeremy told me.
Can't read, can't write.
I told Jeremy.
Kent State. Descriptive visual information.
Because you could just show like a completely empty section. And it's like, I don't really know what that shows. It's empty seats.
Well,
Dave. You need to show like it's actually at a football game.
You know, one of my favorite things to do is when I get a mistake order.
Yeah.
And the thing hasn't arrived. And they say, send us a picture of your problem.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I'm going to send you a picture of me pulling the hair. All right, Dave. So you're following the University of Toledo out to play Washington State. This is not the Apple Cup, but a battle between the Cougars and the Rockets. Washington State is the one of two remaining Pac-2. Are we calling it the Pac-2?
The Pac-2. They're in first place.
Okay, good.
I think they're 3-4, but they are in first place. I'm actually going out to visit a friend who lives out that way. And,
a Cougar alum?
But there actually is somebody I know, a Cougars alum, a Washington State husband, and a Toledo wife. So it's an interesting combo.
Nice. They giving you any perspective?
No, I was thinking, I was told I maybe should do a story on them, but circumstances change with the story schedule. Anyway,
I'm under the hood of the journalist mind.
not a super exciting week on the local docket. Ohio State's off. Michigan's playing Michigan State.
Normally
would be exciting. I just don't see Michigan State just kind of a dead program walking here. And BG at Kent State. That could be closer than you might think. I actually think it will be a good game, but Toledo at Washington State. This was a game before the year. You kind of circled as one of their biggest tests. Washington State is first of all, it's an interesting series. Brian Blair, the athletic director at Toledo, the reason they're playing there is because, you know, he's a former deputy AD at Washington State and just kind of had the
connection. They surprised me to know.
They made a home arrangement. So Washington State's going to be coming to the Glass Bowl in a few years. The stadiums are actually pretty similar sized. I believe Washington State's Martin Stadium, if it's not the smallest in the Power 5 conferences, at least when Washington State was in the Power 5 conferences, it's very close. I believe it's 32,000. Glass Bowl can fit 32,000 if they're packed in there with a standing room crowd. So the crowd won't be intimidating. But yeah, it's an interesting game. Like we said, Pac-2, they are in first place.
Ahead of Oregon State.
Yeah, they've had some ups and downs. They lost a home game 59-10 to North Texas. That was probably the low light. The last 2 weeks, though, they've showed a lot. They've taken Ole Miss and Virginia to the wire, back-to-back cross-country road trips against top teams. So Toledo will have its hands full. I think we'll find out a lot about Toledo. Can they get something going in the second half, or are they going to fall to 4-4 and just kind of be back where we were a week ago with no real momentum here? So
a couple thousand mile road
I'm
trip.
Interested.
If you get a Power 4 win, even if it's a, you know, it's apples to apples comparison.
Yeah. Well, they're not a Power 4 team anymore.
They're not
XP4.
XP4.
But it still has the P4 brand name.
I think it would just Power 5 brand name. I think it would get some bad taste those tough losses.
For sure.
Okay, I look forward to that. You know, you mentioned Virginia. I watched that Virginia comeback. Did you happen to see any of that?
Oh, on the CW?
Yeah.
And that's what the game's going to be. I think Toledo's it's going to be Toledo, Washington State at 3:30 Eastern time, followed right by NASCAR.
So, you know who's
having... I think there might be Live Golf. No, I don't know. But I think it's bull riding. Toledo, Washington State, NASCAR. Back to back to back on CW on Saturday. So that's quite the combo. I believe that's the first.
I have a relative who was a professional bull rider out in Billings, Montana.
Oh my goodness.
But then I also wanted to drop on you the little bit of Washington State knowledge I have, which is that, you know, Ryan Leaf calls games, I believe, on the CW.
Okay.
And he's pretty good. I don't know if people would have seen Ryan Leaf as somebody who would end up being
turned
in the
it around. And Washington State's the famous school with the flag in the background of every game day for the past forever number of years. So
I love that.
I don't think game day is going to Pullman for this one. I can't be sure.
Doesn't Washington State call themselves, don't they have a funny nickname? Like the Virginia Cavaliers call themselves the
Hoos.
The Hoos, yeah. Isn't Washington State like the Sookies or something?
Yeah, y'all. I'm drawing a blank here. The Cougs.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
I got to read these two sponsors here. Why don't you get on the phone? You try to look that up real quick.
All right.
Of the Rivalry's research and development department and the show at large is brought to you by Dale's Bar and Grill in Maumee. Dale's Bar and Grill is in historic Maumee, and you can catch all the college football action there, including UT's trip to Washington State, where you might see Dave in the crowd, hopefully with some people around him. Catch all the football action at Dale's, as well as NFL and MLB playoffs. Oh man, ALCS Game 7.
That'd be big.
Catch all the NFL and MLB playoffs at Dale's, one of the premier Buckeye bars in Northwest Ohio. Wolverines still welcome. Part of the Rivalry is also brought to you by Renewal by Anderson. Ready to transform your home? With Renewal by Anderson, buy one window or door and get 40% off. But only through the end of the year. Schedule your free consultation today at renewalbyanderson.com. Can you believe we only have 2.5 months left in the year?
It's crazy.
That seems crazy.
I
think, as you know, I have a sunny disposition.
Yeah.
I'm a fair weather guy. And some may even say a fair weather fan. But I very much enjoyed the gray rain this Saturday afternoon and all of Sunday.
Sunday.
I had been, it was like a,
your plants dying?
It was like an old, it was like a forgotten recipe, mm-hmm. You know, that taste.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nice. No, my garden is still thriving.
Okay.
I'm still getting peppers, and I have wild arugula growing. It's so spicy. You like arugula, Dave?
I do.
You're an arugula man?
Can I have some?
I have a bounty.
Do you sell it? Do you bring it to the farmer's market?
I don't sell any.
Okay.
And you know after what happened.
Well, that's true.
Cut. All right, man.
Oh, boy.
I don't have fun out there. Do you have anywhere you would like? Can you go out to Washington State? You've never been there before.
I have not. Never been to the Pacific Northwest.
That's the
reason.
You've never even been out to the Pacific Northwest?
No.
Well, it's a lot like Sweden, which I know you've
Okay. Mentioned. Yeah. Okay. Look forward to it.
Well, bring us back something, man.
All right. How about a win?
Tangible, physical.
Okay.
A talisman to represent the win.
Okay.
When we gaze upon it.
All right. I don't think there's another name for Washington State. They call them like Wazoo, like Mizzou, but not.
That would be the answer.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what we wanted? Wazoo?
That might have been what you're thinking of.
Is that where you take up the wazoo to get there? Hi-oh!
Washington State can take it up.